So, we're going to start with the second, with the third episode of the podcast, Mike English Online. And for this time, I'm going to have all the students talking about different topics. But the main topic that we're going to discuss right now, it is going to be about slangs.
Slimes?
Slangs.
Slimes.
Not slime. Slang. S-L-A-N-G. Slangs.
YOLO.
You know slang?
Yeah.
YOLO swag.
What slang do you know?
YOLO.
YOLO.
You only live once. And you don't live.
Which other one?
O-M-G.
ASAP.
What is it?
As soon as possible.
Impo, in my humble opinion.
In your humble opinion?
Soup.
This you don't care.
Soup?
Yeah.
What is soup?
No, don't know.
It's a meme.
Sauce. It's like
sauce.
It's like no, not S O S. It's like S A U C E. It's like the person who wears very modern stylish clothes.
All right.
Like, I can cue the sauce. Ooh, yeah, it was the sauce.
Interesting. What other ones do you know?
Wasted.
Yeah.
LOLs.
Which one?
LOLs.
LOL, yeah. Or
laughing out loud.
LMAO.
LMFL. LMFL.
Yes, like the group. LMAFO. What is that?
On the floor.
Okay. What?
Drigret.
Which one?
Drigret.
What is it?
It's like very angry.
I didn't get that. Could you please?
It's very funny meme. About guy, for example, about Joseph Stalin. Do you know who is it?
Yeah.
So, it's plain of words. And it's about Russian language. It's
kind of
too
weird for me.
Difficult to understand in English. I can give you an example.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, Nahil is the example. Okay.
It's like when you
you get like desperate?
Angry, yes.
For okay.
example, somebody tricks on you and you're.
You lose your temper.
For example, somebody pranked you and you.
And I, what is that? I don't understand. What do you mean?
You are a bit angry. Maybe
okay, it's a bit angry, like, yeah. Okay.
Not
angry, but maybe a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
Yes, for example. And you are a little bit annoying, but you look like very angry. It's like the allegoria, можно так сказать. It's like, yes.
I didn't get the part that you just.
It's like I will call her Repka, Repkova, for example. She has a strange surname.
What?
Here, it's triggered. Yes. This reaction is like triggered.
Her surname means?
Turnip.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Here, it's triggered.
It's like
trigger.
Yes, she was triggered.
Also, you're Miss Trigger.
Yes, this moment is triggered.
Oh, this is the moment, exactly. Yeah. That triggers that. Okay, I understand. I thought your last name was Trigger. I was like, wow.
No. It's the.
Yeah, just a listening
story. Yeah, come
back. But what other ones do you know?
Lots of laugh.
Lots of laugh?
It's laughing out loud.
It's laughing out loud.
Yes?
Maybe.
I don't know exactly.
Laughing out loud.
Okay.
But now, we have another one that is, for example, cause.
Yes.
Instead of saying because, we say cause. But cause is like C-O-Z.
Yes.
I know.
We have the other one that is C-U-Z. C-U-Z.
I know.
And C-O-Z.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Ta-ta. It's goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
British.
And what's the difference between cuz and cuz?
The thing is that cuz, for example, with you, is when you refer to your cousins. He's my cuz. He's my cousin.
It's with you.
No. When you refer to cousins, you know cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
You refer to with you, yes?
Yes, with you. Uh-huh. But when it's with O, it's like cause, like because. Cause. Right? So in this case, my question is, do you really think that they should be taken out of the English language?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
It makes the speech shorter.
Yeah.
So what you say is that...
It's a part of English, you can't just throw it away.
But here we have, here we just face a problem in the English, because English is an international language, it's not a...
I have made the... Как это будет научная работа, типа со, нет, science work on this theme. It's like the English and the street English, for example, with slang. And I made a conclusion that the slang doesn't influence on the real English. For example, today we have the word cause, but tomorrow we won't have it. Because it's it does the slang doesn't live very much.
Doesn't live longer.
That doesn't live longer.
But that's the point. How can you tell that you're actually just pronouncing a slang, or you're just saying you're telling a slang? So this is a big problem in the English language, because every time we just travel around the world, we're going to meet people from different type of culture, with different accents, with different pronunciation, and how can you tell that that person is not actually saying or recalling a, how's it called, a slang? How can you know that? How can you tell that? It might be a phrasal verb, no? And a phrasal verb is not slang. So, if you had the chance to travel maybe someday to Jamaica, you will know that slang is nothing for the English, for the Jamaican English. So now, from your experience, now that you have had different teachers, what can you tell me about it? You have had different teachers, right? You said that you had teachers from England, from America, from
India.
Which is pretty good.
So what should we see?
It depends on...
I would like to know what is your point of view about this topic, about the slang, and how people talk.
It depends on the region where the person came from.
No, they don't use slang, simply.
Maybe you just don't
Maybe you just want?
But why should we take out this slang? It doesn't... focus on the real language. If we will write an essay, we won't use language, we will use literate English. That's why there is two parts of our life.
So the street life and the academic life.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I for sure you don't know a little bit of... so much about this, because you haven't traveled like to Jamaica or to any other English-speaking country. You've been only in England, right? You've been in England. You've been to England?
Yes, I have also been to England, but
you've
I
also
was
been.
So young when I was there.
So, does anybody else? Anybody else?
I don't like...
Where?
England.
In England.
I have been
many
to
countries.
You've been to England. So, only a few of you have been into an English-speaking country.
In Cyprus, but they don't speak...
I don't like British accent.
No, English-speaking country.
Cyprus is an English-speaking country.
Is an English-speaking country?
I don't know.
The situation is that when you go to this English-speaking country, you're going to face that the English is completely different. So, one thing is what you just learned from in a classroom, in a country that you are... that you don't have actually this language as a mother tongue. And it's going to be completely different. So now, talking about that a little bit more, I would like to know some other slangs that you might know. So when I say airhead, what is an airhead?
Airhead.
Maybe like... Hairdryer.
Airhead?
Yes.
No. Airhead means... stupid.
It's like an idiom.
Like in Russian.
And it's a little bit about also as a slang, because it is not also used so much. It is like a street word. That's it. Any other word that you can remember?
Can you let's play this game. You will say us the slang.
I tell you this. I tell you the slang.
Yes, and we will try to guess what is it.
Okay, Cody.
What? Cody.
Cody.
What's the first word? That
means
cowboy.
Cowboy.
What?
What's the first word?
Cody. H.
You have told
us WhatsApp.
No, it's like bro.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, hello. Howdy.
Yes, howdy.
Sup.
Sup.
Soup.
What's
up? Sup, not soup. Sup.
What's up?
Sup.
S-U-P. S-U-P.
What's up?
What's up? You got it. It's like bite someone's head.
What?
Bite someone's head.
To have what?
Maybe to face person.
To face a person.
To face the person.
Mm-hmm. To bite someone's head. To be angry.
To be what?
But when you want to refer that someone just got you angry, it's like someone just bite my head. Someone beat my head. It's like somebody just put you in that mood now. Woolly. And the slang that I'm telling you are not slang that you're going to find it like all around the world in every single English-speaking country. Because for sure you're going to find some other ones in Australia. So, woolly. What is woolly? What do you think woolly means?
Something made of wool.
Woolly, it's a person who has a lot of allergies, like
what?
Me. I'm a woolly person.
Allergic person?
Yes, has a lot of allergic reactions to dust. Mite.
Mite?
It's like my mite.
What?
It's modal verb.
What is mite?
Mite. Like you may, at least if you can.
Mite.
Might. My dear friend?
Yes.
Ooh.
And it's supposed that it has to be pronounced mate, but it's pronounced might. Because in Australia, people pronounce it might. So it's like classmate. M-A-T-E. So in English, in regular English, like American English or even British English, they say mate. But in Australia, they say might. And might is the common word to say someone or to call someone a friend. So he's my mate. He doesn't say. They don't say. Actually, he's my friend. Mm-hmm. Any other one?
What's the Kraken?
Which one?
What's the Kraken?
What's the Kraken? What is it?
What's up?
Any other one? You should know that.
This song.
What?
This song.
No, you should know any other.
Oh, soup. I think it means super. But,
oh, superb.
Yeah. Soup.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Super.
No, which one?
VIP, very important person.
Well, but that's not a VIP. Any other one? Maybe you know more slangs in Russian than it might be translated into English. You don't know Russian slangs?
We know. But
so tell me.
Yes.
I know.
Телек это то же самое, что и.
It's like collab.
Collab.
Yes, it's like collaboration.
Collaboration.
Yeah, but in the streets of street style, people who, for example, Supreme. Do you know this?
Supreme.
Yes, the high beasts. They call it collab.
Collab. Okay. And the other one?
Bite.
Bite.
Yes, it's like to.
Like bite in English? Like bite?
Yes, it's like to.
You can bite by the words. For teeth, without teeth, with words.
Okay. Any other one? In Russian?
Slang?
Russian say?
Чувство собственной важности.
Не, ну возможно просто в английском это не будет этим.
F F O E F O I.
F O I. What is it?
Feeling a feeling of own importance.
No, not own self importance.
Self-importance,
F-C-I? Self-importance.
Feeling of self-importance. How do you use that one?
When someone is very...
selfish.
Yeah.
Selfish. What would you tell a person that is planning to come to Russia, but they don't know what type of slang they should know, or any specific phrase that they should know? What would you recommend? Or what type of phrases would you teach for a person who actually is coming to Russia for the first time?
Just the main words like hi.
Is it going to be helpful? Bring a translator, that's it. That's the best suggestion. Which are the words that you consider that people should learn?
We have a lot of variants of hello.
Yeah.
Привет.
Здорово.
Здорово. Здравствуйте.
Добрый день. Добрый вечер.
Добрый день. Это good afternoon. Но тоже самый сленг. It's also slang. Прив.
Прив.
We don't use
прив.
Это давно мы использовали.
So how do you say what's up? No, because как дела? Is it like how are you?
То есть как дела у нас?
But what about what's up?
Чё как? Чё как?
Будет ответ.
Чё?
Чё как?
Чё как?
Чё ново?
Чё ново?
It's what's new.
Как оно?
Как оно?
Coconut?
Как?
Oh, I was like coconut. I was like, what is that?
What's up?
Interesting.
It's like all right.
So,
how is it going? How it's going? How it's going?
So, maybe we have 8 minutes more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in this case, no.
Maybe
3 more minutes. 3 more minutes.
Okay.
In these 3 more minutes, I would like to know a little bit more about the slangs and things like that, cultural things. Yes, I've been recording the whole time.
Oh.
Didn't you know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
We are live.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello.
Wonderful.
Oh, you didn't know that? We are live.
I did that on the study.
Yes, I said I was going to record it.
Okay, wonderful.
But I forgot about it.
Wonderful, okay.
So, in this case, any other slang?
Any Russian slang? Actually, I don't use Russian slang, I suppose. Because I don't like it.
Well, what? Tell me.
Russian slangs are mostly hard language, so we don't use it in public. Well, not in public.
You don't use it very often.
Все замены слов это и есть сленг. Телек это тоже сленг. Вот.
Как бы не сидит на дурной.
I have a question. Why here in Russia people are like so bound to learn English? I mean, they're like too... Like the methodology that is implemented in high schools to learn English, it's completely annoying for me. That would be a culture shock, or part of a culture shock.
Why are we studying English so bad?
In the way that you've been taught at schools.
So
you have these kind of Angliski Olympiads. Why are you taught so many things about America? I mean, why the history of America is important in Angliski Olympiads?
I don't know.
I understood.
I asked myself this question because when I was writing this Olympiad, there was more questions about your knowledge of American literature or something geography, but not on your knowledge of English.
When I was writing the Olympiad, there was questions about British culture.
Yes, not yes. British.
But there was not so many questions regarding on British culture.
We should knew American presidents.
We should know.
We should, when we were writing.
We should have known.
We should have known American presidents, American
government,
American and British, and. All of them speak English.
I don't understand why you have to learn all the capitals of every state of the United States.
Yes.
First. Second, I don't know why you have to learn the presidents, the number of each president of the United States.
Well, the people who make this Olympiad just think that it could be interesting to us.
How can it be interesting to learn a language and to learn the culture of one country? English is an international language.
Said that many years ago, they haven't prepared for the YEGE, they prepared for Olympiad. They were reading a lot of books of that authors that we have in Olympiad, but they were reading some interesting information on English about America and about England. And people used to know this information when... Many years ago, students knew this information, but we don't knew it now because
we don't know it now because
we don't need it.
I completely believe that is something useless to know all that information,
yes.
Isn't it? It's like if I want to study Russian, that means that I'm going to have to study everything from the country. No. I will kill myself.
All imperators,
yes.
All the.
Yeah, all
Russian
the kings,
Empire.
Yes, Russian empires and all those things, civil war, Russian
USSR.
Civil war, USSR, which for sure is going to be a very chaotic history, part of a history of Russia for sure.
Your level of language, yeah.
For example, in my school, I forgot to tell about it, so in my school we have 3 lessons of usual English and 2 lessons of culture, so first part of the year we were talking about Britain. 2 days a week. And the next part of the year we'll talk about another countries in which also the main language is English. For example, America, Australia.
But it's amazing that people only focus in, when you talk about English, you only think of England or British. British English, American English, Australian English. But then no more. Do you know how many countries speak English or have the...
Many.
So we'll talk many. About all of them. But
have you ever talked about Jamaica?
No, but I think that we will.
I have talked about India, for example.
What?
India.
India. And I know that the biggest amount of people, in English-speaking people, live in China. But I think it's just because there are a lot of people. Maybe. I don't know exactly, but maybe.
Yeah. That would be a good reason. But I don't understand. I still have that idea of why people make you study facts about America that I don't even know. To be honest. I do not even know. I mean, students were asking me like a few weeks ago, were like, teacher, you're American. You should know what's the capital of, I don't know, Massachusetts.
What's the capital of Massachusetts?
I don't know. Come on, I mean, I know history, but I'm not going to be, like, studying every state. Every state of the United States has a history, an individual history, and it's pretty long. So if I'm going to have to start studying something like New Orleans or something like that, or New England, I mean, it's going to be horrible. So I think you should suggest your teachers not to do that.
Yes. But it's not our teachers.
We don't even know the history of Russia.
It might be very difficult to learn the whole Russian history.
Can I go out for a minute? Okay.
So in this case, what's going to happen? That you don't even know the whole Russian history and you're learning another history. How's it possible? Do you know all your Russian history?
In the Olympiad of Russian language, we have a part of...
Old Russian language.
We have to translate from old Russian language to modern Russian language.
Why is it so difficult?
Because it's Olympiad.
That's Russian Olympiads, right? Not English. Anglicky.
It's the fault of Russian of English Olympiads.
For example, what's the best use in English, for example, Olympiads? In America, for example, or in...
Oh, no, it's specifically use of English.
Ah.
Use of English, grammar, vocabulary, idiomatic expressions, and things like that. Mm-hmm. For example, that's the only thing that they have to learn. It is not about that they have to learn the culture of Canada mm-hmm. or any other country. Of course not. I mean, what they have and what they have focused all this time is just about the English as a general language, as an international language, not as a culture. How many countries speak Russian?
Three.
Only Russia?
Russia Federation, Ukraine, and Belarus.
But each of them has their own Kazakhstan, languages, of course.
Uzbekistan.
Kazakhstan.
It's just because of the USSR. It's just
because of that.
Yes, it's just because of that. And now every country has its own language.
It's a...
A variant of Russian,
yes.
Maybe.
Maybe, yes.
Okay. UIC, United Independent Countries. It's
United Independent?
What is it?
Союз независимых государств. United Independent Countries.
CIS.
That's new for me.
I know one girl who joined program to go abroad to England. She is in England right now and studying English in English school. And
in England?
In England, yeah.
Okay.
In English school. She has got free books of Russian history. And they really learn a lot about Russian history. And it was a surprise for me.
That another country is teaching about
three
Russian.
Three big books in Russian history. It was
I have a friend from Italy. She lives in northern Italy. And the second language that they study is Russian. And she showed me the student book of Russian language.
It was crazy.
Yes. Oh, once I was in Poland.
Yeah.
And
in Poland.
In Poland. Is it Polish?
Poland.
Yeah.
Okay. In Poland, there were very kind people who speaks to you and
They are not afraid of you.
Yeah, they're not afraid of you. I really like speaking to people from different countries. So when we were riding, when we were on the train going to from Warsaw to Krakow, I met one beautiful woman who was talking to me. And she was studying the Russian language, and I helped her to do some of her home task. And when I saw that task, it was slang, Russian slang. But I don't want them to study slang. I want them to study beautiful literature.
It's okay. Literature, it's okay.
Because it's more beautiful, and
that's
what they want to know.
All right. My last question now. Last question, I promise. What is your impression from your own country? What is your impression of your own country? I'm asking this question because... And yes, but I just want to say why I'm asking this question, because all the teenagers that I ask about Russia, they are all negative about their own country.
Yeah,
all the teenagers that I've asked about Russia, they're like, no, it's the worst country in the world. No, it's horrible.
Agri-students, don't speak to them.
Like that.
I'm really proud of Russia. I'm really proud of Russia because it's the biggest country in the world and it has the most honest people in the world because they always say truth. Sometimes it can be...
Yes?
Yes. Sometimes it can be harmful for you. Okay, sometimes you don't like it, so you think Russian people are crazy, but they only say truth. They don't drink vodka and they don't live with bears. They're not crazy. They are usual.
Continue, please. Continue.
So fun. But this, okay. I want to tell about this type of
okay. And also, maybe Russian people tell that they don't like Russia because of the government. We don't like our government. But they missed... They... They misunderstand that the government is not the country. We have to love and be proud of our
South
country,
America.
But we can't. But we can not to love our government.
That's the same thing that we do actually in America. We do not love our government, but we are deadly proud Americans. I mean, somebody else.
Can I say, Russia has a beautiful history, it has beautiful voice, and it has a beautiful culture. How can we don't like it?
So I also love our country so much, and but I went to a lot of countries, but I love Russia, and I go to the Olympiad social study, and our teacher told us why people think that Russia is only vodka, balalaika, and beer. And she said that... for example, in Spain, their alcohol drink is wine, red wine, because it's hot country with the short clothes, where everybody are happy, always laugh. So because of the weather, because it's warm country, and in Russia, it's always cold, and vodka it hasn't got the color because it's cold. It's like the snow. It's like the
ice,
yeah. Yes, and that's why we have such kind of color, and also we are cold country. So we are cold country. That's why we have vodka. About the bear, it's a very strong animal, and for a long time, it's from the history. People were afraid of the Russia, because Russian people. Russia always had a very strong army, and bear is like the strongest animal which Russian people knew
and
for a long time, yes.
Russia had a very strong army.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, yes. I believe so. Even if they have no weapons to fight, they only need their pride to fight and win whatever they want. That is a fact for me. I am from the army too. I spent 1 year in the army, but I know for sure the Russians are very strong in that sense.
May I say? Maybe a week ago, I watched some videos, for example, how the other countries love, how the other countries eat, and so on. And in every video... of these Russians are strong men who drink only vodka. Seriously, how Russians eat? It's like the borscht. They put it away and put the vodka. What? I think the vodka is the main Russian stereotype.
Yes.
And how the Russians love, it's like the big, fat, strong man who's like...
Like Jigurda.
Like
who?
Jigurda.
Who's that?
Nikita.
Nikita. Yes.
Screamer.
Oh. Screamer. This one, Nikita, like this.
Yes.
Okay.
How Russians, how to speak Russian language. It's like, imagine that you speak deeper, and you imagine that your wife cooks something that you don't like. It was written in the video, and it's like,
what? That was a weird video. Certainly.
This video was about stereotypes.
Stereotyping, yeah. Stereotypes about Russians are all over the world. But I don't know why Russians don't make a proper video. Why Russians have to make an inappropriate video?
I know why. Because we don't need to do it. We know that we are great people.
Yes.
No, so, I want to talk. No, maybe not again. So,
I know, you're getting ready.
Yes, I will get ready. Now I'm ready. So, I think 3 months ago I was upset about my country. I didn't like it really. I saw only disadvantages of it. Maybe I was too tired about school and something like that. But after that, I talked to my mom, and she said, "Yes, we have a lot of problems. For example, there are 10 meters, and there is the house of wood, and it is warmed by the wood. There is no electricity, I think. There is no water."
Seriously?
I don't know exactly, but...
There is electricity.
Yes, I think there is electricity, but as we can see, there is a smoke out of the...
Chimney.
Chimney, yes. And that's why it is... people use wood there.
Yes.
Yes. It's not good. We are in the 21st century. That's not good. So, we have a lot of problems with politicians. We have a lot of problems with education, of course. But, on the other hand, three months ago, I thought that Europe is the best place in the world. I thought that there is no any problems. There, yes, I...
Come on, seriously.
Yes, yes, I was a kid.
Okay, 3 months ago, you were a kid,
yes.
But now you're a grown-up.
I talked to my
because
mom,
it's 2018.
And she said, okay, but what do you think about gays, for example?
Your mom asked you that?
Yes.
Son, what do you think about gays?
Yes.
I love them.
No. Was that your answer?
No, there isn't. I didn't answer. I just thought.
Excuse us.
Because there are a lot of gay festivals.
In Europe?
Yes, for example.
In Britain, for example.
For them, for Europeans. It's
Europeans.
Okay. Europeans. It's okay. But every person in Russia.
Not every.
Every
say.
Person.
You can't say.
Every person. Yes, that's right. Every
yes,
person.
Every person in Russia, every man in Russia will beat the face to gay if he saw it. I think so.
But if he is a gay,
well,
I mean, they're homophobic. You're talking about homophobia.
Yes. Yes. Well, here in Russia, we don't like it.
It's law.
But we have gays. Don't...
Maybe we don't.
Yes.
Maybe we
have.
Gays,
we have.
Okay.
Okay.
We
So.
Triggered.
Yes, yes, here it's triggered. Yes. For example. And in many countries in Europe, you can buy drugs easily. You can buy alcohol, not from you 18 can. As here. For example,
16.
From 16. It's not right, I think. So, yes, a lot of, yes.
Prostitution?
Yes, prostitution, for example.
And casinos?
Yes, for example, I have a dream to visit Prague. And, yes, 3 years, 3 months, why 3 years? 3 months ago, I was surfing the net, and I watched the map of Prague, and I used the Google Glass, and I just walk on the streets, and I was walking.
Yeah, virtually walking.
Yes, I was walking, and somebody, I saw a museum of sex.
Whoa.
Museum of sex.
Museum of sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
Why not? Wow.
It's the government. Why not?
Why not?
It's strange, I think. It was in the center of the...
of the town.
Prague. Yes, it was in the center of the Prague.
It's okay.
What? Oh, the
no,
science
it's
is...
okay.
It is a museum.
So it's not okay.
Don't forget.
So...
it's a museum.
Yes.
Yes, it's a museum. There are...
we can go to the Museum of
the
Rock.
History.
Yes.
Souvenirs.
Souvenirs.
So, to conclude, I want to say that there are a lot of disadvantages in Russia, but there are a lot of disadvantages in other countries, too. I think.
I gotta say something. I gotta congratulate this student over here. He did a great monologue right now. He structured the monologue in a very good way. He started with a very good introduction idea. Then he just continued with the topic that he gave. Main idea, supporting details, and then he gave a very good conclusion using the word to conclude.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
May I say some words?
So now, okay. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's very good to know that. You know, and that is a problem. People believe that because you're living in this country, everything is a mess. And this is the only country that is, I'm going to say it, fucked up. But it's not like that. Okay. All the countries have their problems. America have a lot of problems.
Russia
a lot of problems.
Russia has a lot of problems.
Netherlands is a free will,
other
free country. Yeah,
it's our topic.
We can go to a drugstore, to any store on the street, and we can buy marijuana.
Yes.
We can get mushrooms. Mm-hmm. We can get alcohol.
Why?
And. Of course,
what?
I think you like that life, huh? I start thinking that you love that life.
No. How did you spend the New Year?
Yeah!
So,
good question.
She didn't give us the answer because she wasn't on this lesson when we talked about
Yes.
Yeah.
We have asked. Oh, yeah, we have answered the question.
About drugs?
How did you spend the New Year?
Great.
That describes everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
Right.
Wow.
Just use imagination. What's
yeah.
great?
She was in her own imaginary world. So, guys, thank you very much. It was very good. I like this model. This guy saved my day. You rocked the moment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Banya. Now, I don't remember your name, but I remember your nickname now, Banya.
Banya.
I'm sorry.
Banya.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye to 44 meters.